Lightning fans, you found the right show for everything you need to know about your favorite team in the NHL. It's the Lightning Insider Podcast with Eric Erlandson. Get ready for insight, historical perspective, interviews, and breaking news that comes from a reporter insider who's got near 20 years on the Tampa Bay Lightning beat. Now for the latest with the Lightning, here's Eric.
Welcome back to the LightningInsider.com podcast. Eric Erlandson here from LightningInsider.com after a 3-1 loss in Boston at TD Garden. Taylor Hall with a couple of goals. Brad Marchand, or Marchand, I'm not sure which way his name is pronounced this hour. But he ends up with an empty netter. Steven Stamkos gets a power play goal in the second period, a goal that tied it at 1-1 at that time. It's career point number 999 for the captain and career goal number 494, 6 goals away from 500, 1 point away from 1,000. For some confusion, I had some people asking me about it. Originally, he had 4 points in the game against Buffalo, which would have made his goal tonight point number 1,000. He actually only finished with 3 points because when the game-tying goal in Buffalo was changed from Nikita Kucherov to Brandon Hagel, it was originally a secondary assist for Steven Stamkos, so he lost that secondary assist on that play. So again, career point number 999. He will look for career point number 1,000 on Thursday in Philadelphia as the Lightning take on the Flyers. But the game tonight against the Bruins, it's a dumb game. It can be a dumb game because you win on Monday night in Buffalo 6-5, and while you never apologize for the points, what was the talk coming out of that game? How poorly they played, especially defensively, too loose defensively, gave the Sabres a lot of time and space. You know, the Sabres can score some goals, and they burned the Lightning a few times. So the talk, even after coming back with 2 goals in the final 5-plus minutes, winning the goal game in overtime on Steven Stamkos' 13th career overtime winner, the main topic was, can't play like that. Can't play like that. And then you turn around 24 hours later and play. I mean, you could argue from puck drop to the final horn that this might have been the Lightning's most complete game. And I say that knowing they gave up a goal 67 seconds into the first period when, you know, I'm sure a lot of itchy trigger fingers were lamenting that the Lightning were going to get run out of the building. I've given up a goal 67 seconds in to a Bruins team that had won 12 straight games on home ice to start a season, an NHL record. But they didn't. Defensively, they were good. Most of the game, they were in the offensive zone more often than Boston was. Didn't have a ton of high-quality chances. I think the high-danger chances finished actually 8-4 in favor of the Bruins. So 4 is a low number, which, you know, the Bruins are a very good team at protecting the middle areas of the ice and not letting those high-danger shots come through, those high-danger chances generated by the opposition. So only 4 high-danger chances. But they had enough chances. They had enough opportunities to, you know, win this game. This was a game they could have won. And based on a lot of the numbers, maybe they should have won it. But as we talked about on Monday, you don't always get the fate you deserve in a hockey game. You know, they probably didn't deserve to win Monday in Buffalo, and they probably didn't deserve to lose. So, you know, Steven Stamkos said it after the game last night on Monday. Sometimes it all washes out. So that's why you never apologize for winning a game, because you don't know what the next game is going to bring you. And in the Lightning's case tonight, again, strong, solid effort all the way around. And you can't find that second goal. They had opportunities. Corey Perry had a golden chance to give the Lightning the lead. Great one-timer off a feed from Ross Colton. Couldn't quite elevate it enough. And ends up going into the pad of Jeremy Swayman. And then right before Boston takes the lead with a power play goal early in the third period, Brandon Hagel had a breakaway, missed the net, you know, 15, 20 seconds later, whatever it was. the Bruins are in front. So there were opportunities there. They didn't finish. They couldn't capitalize on those chances. The Bruins capitalized on theirs and took advantage of it. It ends up winning a game. That's why the Bruins are who they are this year. Again, I keep getting fooled by the Bruins year after year. Keep expecting them to take a drop in their play. They kind of did a little bit last year. They were a wild card team, switched over the Metro Division, lost in round one to Carolina. But this year, they bring back David Krejci, and it's kind of evened out their lines a little bit because, Taylor Hall is on the third line. Taylor Hall, MVP just a few years ago in the league, is on their third line, and he ends up scoring both their goals tonight. One of them was on a power play, but, the Bruins, again, 13-0 at home, and I don't know the exact numbers, but one of the Bruins writers sends it out every now and then. The amount of minutes the Bruins have trailed on home ice is very little. Very little. It doesn't come as a surprise when you're 13-0 at home. But the amount of time that they've trailed on home ice, it's another one of those incredible numbers the Bruins are putting up this year that just kind of make you go, really? Wow. They're 5-on-5 goal differential. Coming into tonight's game was plus 21. 20 games into the season, they're plus 21, 5-on-5 goal differential. And it's, goes up again tonight because Taylor Hall's, the opening goal was 5-on-5. The Lightning's only goal was a power play. So it's another one in the 5-on-5 goal differential in favor of the Bruins. Interesting switch to start the second period. We saw Braden Point, kind of caught our eye a little bit when Steven Stamkos came out and took the opening faceoff to start the second period with Nikita Kucherov and Brandon Hagel. And the first thing you're thinking is, oh, what's wrong with Braden Point? As it turned out, nothing, because John Cooper just swapped those two players out. So Stamkos is playing with Hagel and Kucherov. Point was playing with Paul and Killorn. And it worked. It worked exactly how they wanted it to. To me, it was clearly a matchup situation. You look at the internal numbers, the advanced numbers after the game, and you can see how those two lines were not performing during 5-on-5 play in the first period. So you switched them, and things got reversed. The ice tilted in Tampa Bay's favor. Didn't get the result from it, but they got the performance from it. And I John Cooper wasn't asked about that after the game, about why he made the switch, but I think it was pretty obvious when you look at the numbers why it did. Well, we'll see what Thursday brings. Thursday, I would venture to guess that they go back to Point between Kucherov and Hagel, and Stamkos back out on the wing with Paul and Killorn. I don't see any reason why they won't go back to that to start the game, because they, those two lines have worked so well. And this is where, we say it, John Cooper, and really many head coaches in this league, they're not afraid, if they don't see something clicking, to change things around. It wasn't a blender, so there wasn't a line blender, but they're not afraid to make those kind of moves, and we saw it tonight. Even as good as those six guys have been, and those two lines have been really for the past month, it wasn't working. He switched it, and I think that's a, it's not a bold move. It's not a bold call by any stretch of the imagination. But it shows you that they're able to identify situations and correct them. Again, didn't get the ultimate result. Didn't get the tying goal at 5-on-5. They get it via the power play. But, so we'll keep an eye on how things kind of play out on Thursday. But I fully expect them to go back to those lines. Another thing to take out of this game tonight, they played 11 forwards on Monday in Boston. They go back to 12-6 tonight, and they had to. Their top guys played some heavy minutes. Braden Point played almost 25 and a half minutes. Nikita Khrushchev played 26 minutes. Steven Stamkos played 23 minutes. You know, Brandon Hagel played 23 plus minutes. So, you know, their big guys played a lot of minutes in the game. So they went back to a 12-6 Pierre-Edouard Belmar, who was away from the team over the weekend to deal with a personal matter, was with them on Monday in Buffalo, but did not play. He was back in the lineup. And you saw, perhaps, and this is why it was almost maybe from start to finish, top to bottom, one of their better games, if not their best game of the season in terms of how they played it, that those two lines, bottom six, for lack of a better term, generated. You know, I mentioned the Corey Perry chance off of a feed from Ross Colton. You know, probably I can't remember too many high danger chances that, you know, the bottom six lines have generated here in the past little while. But that was one. I thought the Maroon, Belmar, and Koepke, line, Cole Koepke, was effective. They kept the puck in the offensive zone, as you want them to do. Pat Maroon had a couple of decent looks. You know, so came together from top to bottom, just didn't get the result. So in the world of the process, you know, we heard John Cooper say it after the game against Buffalo, that they're a process-driven team, and that game was not the process. Tonight was more of the process, and yet it was interesting to hear him say, one of the first remarks after the game was, well, we didn't win, so I don't know what positive you can take out of it. But, you know, he's just being a coach. He's letting his team know that I don't care how well you played, you didn't put yourself in a good enough position to win the game. And not that that's a statement game, but, you know, the Bruins did take it to you just a week ago on your home ice. They pulled away in the second period and turned around a 1-0 deficit, and all of a sudden they scored 5 straight goals. You know, so that was fresh. I think the coaching staff wanted this game. I think the coaching staff felt they had to win. Not they had to win this game, but felt there was a need to win this game. You know, put that first chink in the Bruins' armor, especially on home ice. The Bruins have lost 3 games in regulation all year. And one of them was on Friday to Florida.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don't be left out. Make sure you subscribe to the Lightning Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else where podcasts are found. Now, here again is Eric.
So you had a rested Boston team against Tampa Bay coming off back-to-back, and that's not always easy. It's early in the season, but I'm sure many of you remember last year where there was a game in Boston right around probably the same time in the schedule, maybe a few games earlier, where they're coming off of a back-to-back situation, might have actually been from Buffalo to Boston, and they were just dominated by the Bruins. And the Lightning won that game. I'm going to tell you, it's a stupid game sometimes, but that's how last year's went. That was the game where Taylor Radish scored his first career goal. I believe it was shorthanded. A little inside-out move. But the possession and everything else in that game belonged to the Bruins, and yet in this stupid game, the Lightning found a way to win that game. That's why you don't apologize for picking up 2 points no matter how you get them. And then, you worry about correcting mistakes you made in those type of games. And they did. They did that tonight. They were as good, maybe defensively for the most part, throughout the game. Except on the power play, or on their penalty kill, rather. On the game-winning goal, what turned out to be the game-winning goal. You had four guys off to the side over by the boards trying to battle for a puck. You don't win it. It goes behind the net. You got three guys behind the net on one. You're already at a man disadvantage. So that was a little bit of a head-scratcher to see how that play developed, how that game-winning goal ended up going in on essentially what was kind of a broken play, because Taylor Hall scores that goal. The pass was not intended for Taylor Hall. The pass was actually intended, I think, for David Krejci. And it kind of bounced over his stick a little bit to Taylor Hall and just pushes it past Andrei Vasilevskiy, who almost got it with his glove. 2 minutes into the third period, whatever it was, ends up being the game-winning goal. So other than that penalty kill, and John Cooper was pretty harsh on the penalty kill. I think it was Boston's only power play chance, if I'm not mistaken. And he said, one power play, we can't kill it off, shame on us. That's what he said about it. So it's interesting how, coaches are going to be this way. How he was harsh on his team after the loss because he didn't win the game. And he wasn't as harsh on them despite playing a poorer. Is poorer a word? Poorer? Not somebody who's a beer pourer. Poor game on Monday night. That's kind of how things went. So we look ahead to Thursday. Flyers have had their struggles. Flyers came into Amalie Arena and spoiled the home opener for Tampa Bay. Lightning couldn't hold a third period lead. Were outworked pretty badly by the Flyers, especially in the third period. A Flyers team that's banged up. They're still banged up. James Van Riemsdyk is out. Travis Konecny is out. Ryan Ellis has been out all year. Sean Couturier will probably be out for the year. Cam Atkinson hasn't played at all this year. They just got back Scott Laughton after missing, I think, 4 or 5 games. But they were on a 10-game losing streak. Good news is they won on Tuesday. So they're not going to be as angry, perhaps, even with John Tortorella leading things behind the bench. So we'll see Carter Hart in net. He's had an up-and-down year for them. Kind of probably where they're at right now is probably where a lot of people expected the Flyers to be. They get off to a good start, and then the roster situation with all the injuries caught up to them, and they've kind of fallen flat here the last little while. So that's the challenge ahead of the Lightning on Thursday against the Philadelphia Flyers. You always want to come home with at least as many points as number of games played, and the Lightning have a chance to do that. You come home with if you can win that game, you come home with 4 out of 6 points, then, you know, you feel better about the road trip in terms of what you're banking. Bank as many points as you can and let the chips fall where they may, because you got another extended homestand coming up. They got 6 straight games at home starting on Saturday against Toronto. So take care of business on this road trip. Take advantage of a banged-up Flyers team. Play like you did in Boston, and you'll win in Philadelphia. Obviously, a big difference in level of competition. Not that there's easy teams in the NHL, because there's not. But the Flyers are not the Bruins. So if you can take advantage of their injury situations, of, you know, kind of falling on hard times here with the number of consecutive losses that they had to endure, which was finally snapped against the Islanders, then you have a chance to come home with 4 out of 6 points on this road trip and then start a 6-game homestand where you're playing every other day, right? It's Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. I don't know if my math was right there. Either way, 6 straight games at home. So get ready for that stretch, because the next stretch is going to lead right into Christmas, where they're out on the road before the Christmas break comes. So getting close. December is almost here. We're almost 2 months into the season, and for the most part, the Lightning are in a pretty decent spot. A rough start, 1-3, but they've been much better over the past, you know, 5 weeks or so, and have themselves in good position despite this loss against the Bruins on Tuesday. All right, that's going to wrap it up for me. Don't forget, if you are not a subscriber to my website, remember I got that story up there on Brandon Hagel and his two uncles who committed suicide a year apart from each other. It's a very touching story of the tattoos that he has on his arm in memory of them. I had a story I just posted on the success of the Stamkos, Killorn, and Paul line, what they have done this year, and, you know, the dad jokes that Nick Paul brings to the table. You can read about that again at LightningInsider.com. If you're not a subscriber, if you use the code PODCAST when you sign up, I'll give you $10 off first year of a yearly subscription. So that's PODCAST, and then you can enter in into the coupon code before you set up your payment information. Don't forget the pregame skate show with myself and Bobby the Chief Taylor, although not sure if it's going to be Chief this week. He's got some TV duty, so we'll see what Thursday and Saturday bring. Road games 1 hour before every game on the road. It's 1 hour before every game on the road, as well as at home. At home, of course, we're live from Cigar City Brewing Tap Room. You can come by and say hi. Take a picture with Chief. Again, on the air 1 hour before. So 7 o'clock starts. We're on the air at 6. I'm usually down in Cigar City by about 5:40 or so to prepare for the show. Road games, I also do the last call with Chief or whoever's filling in for Chief. So again, Thursday, we'll have the last call after the game. That's on 102.5 The Bone. You can always listen to everything that the Lightning stream on the app, on the TuneIn app. Just search for Lightning Radio 24/7 on the TuneIn app or on TuneIn.com on your desktop, and go straight there. You know, a lot of people have said, hey, that I have to pay for that. No, you don't have to pay for that. Simply search Lightning Radio 24/7. It'll take you to the stream, and you can set things up from there and listen. So, all right, as always, thanks for listening. Subscribe to this podcast. Share this podcast. Let your friends know that it's out there. And we'll talk again, hopefully, after Thursday's game.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.